Ron, over the past few days, you've mentioned three of God's greatest gifts to us: love, joy, and peace. But there's a fourth gift, the gift of hope. Let's talk about that as we wrap up today's message here on Something Good Radio.
Brian, I believe, and I think the Bible teaches this, that hope is a function of faith. In fact, the three previous gifts I mentioned, love, joy, and peace, are functions of faith as well. And hope is no different. Those who have faith in God will, by extension, have hope in God and hope in His promises. The two work together. But there are two things that I want to add to that. Hope and faith are choices we make. When we're faced with disappointment or hardship or relational failure, we may be tempted to lose heart, to lose hope, but that temptation still presents us with a choice. And so I encourage people to focus on what God has done throughout history for His people, to remember all of the times He has come through for them in their own lives as well. Focus on those things, not on what you've lost, but on what you've gained and what you've got left. Dwell on those things. Think about those things. But there's a second step involved in this, because none of us can walk through life alone. We need to surround ourselves with people who will continually remind us of God's faithfulness, because even though we ought to trust Him all on our own, we have a flesh that is at war with our spirit, and we need other people to constantly encourage us when we're in danger of losing hope or faith in God. It's not an easy thing to do in this culture, which is far less focused on community than the Jewish culture was. But if we choose to dwell on God's faithfulness, and if we choose to surround ourselves with people who will encourage us in the right way, we will be less likely to lose hope, less likely to lose faith.